You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. You guys getting all comfortable? Right, getting ready for a nice 3-hour show, getting all cuddly, right, pulling up your blanket. Well, it is time for a pop quiz! Pop quiz! Pop quiz! Ha ha ha! See, you didn't think it was coming. See, now you're gonna relax. Yeah, pop quiz, here we go. Pencils out. Pencils out. No griping. Here we go. Hey, it's work time. Look, we're in the fall. Everybody's in school. I'm gonna be pop quizzing. Here we go. Number one, true or false? I don't care. Get your pencil out. No, no ballpoint pens. Pencil. True or false? A man with smaller testicles has the advantage of being a quote-unquote better father. This is a medical headline. I need to make sure you guys are, you know, reading up on the news or listening to my show. True or false? A man with smaller testicles has the advantage of being a better father. Number two, true or just true or false? Just guess. True or false? Numerous studies have found Medicaid to be substandard care. True or false? Numerous studies have found Medicaid to be substandard care. Substandard care. I don't know. I guess they're trying to say, you know, are there studies out there saying Medicaid stinks in terms of, you know, health care? All right. True or false? Number three. Name the smudge of food on Dr. Dahlia's shirt. Yeah, I got some food on my shirt today. You have to name what kind of food it was, okay? That's a fill-in-the-blank question. Name the smudge of food on Dr. Dahlia's shirt. Next. That is not a trick question. You guys should be able to smell it through the radios. Now, this is a multiple-choice question, okay? Name the season in which the 2013 flu season usually begins. Now, this is multiple choice. Is it A, the spring, B, summer, C, fall, D, winter, E, A and B, F, B and C, G, letter, your choice G is C and D. I'm sorry, I can't do this in a straight face. These are what the medical board questions are like, though. Your choice H is A, B, and C, but not D. Choice I, A, C, and D. Choice J, A, B, and D. H, none of the above. Or L, wait, H, I, J, K, L, all of the above. Okay? Name the season in which the 2013 flu season begins. Spring, summer, fall, winter, or A and B, B and C, C and D, A, B, C, but not D, A, C and D, A, B and D, none of the above, or all of the above. Whew. Next question. Name three cures for hiccups. Okay? I know many of you guys gave us answers. I didn't get to play them yesterday. But name three cures for hiccups. Last question. This is Dr. Dahlia giving you a pop quiz. I know it's hard. Look, I don't mess around. You guys are supposed to be good students. By the time you finish listening to my show, after, I don't know, a fiscal quarter, you should be able to graduate medical school. In no less than 10 sentences, explain what the hell is supposed to happen with the healthcare exchanges in October. In no less than 10 sentences, explain what is supposed to happen with the healthcare exchanges in October. All right, pencils down. Pencils down. You know what? You need to write faster than this. Okay, so here we go. True or false? Are you guys ready? Pencils down. No cheating. Pencils down. We're going to go over the pop quiz answers now. True or false? A man with smaller testicles has the advantage of being a better father. The answer to that is true. There's a study we're going to talk about today where they say men with smaller testicles are better fathers. Yeah, the problem is, who volunteered in this study to say that they were, you know, that they had smaller testicles and admitted to it? Next, true or false? Numerous studies have found Medicaid to be substandard care. The answer to that is false. Another study has come out saying Medicaid care is not substandard. It's adequate. So we'll talk about that study. Name. Next. Name the smudge of food on Dr. Dahlia's shirt. The answer was chive cream. Cream cheese. I have chive cream cheese on my shirt. No. Chocolate, no. Jack and Coke, no. Scotch, no. Smudge of, scotch doesn't smudge. It was chive cream cheese. Okay, next. Name the season in which the 2013 flu season begins. Okay? Spring, summer, fall, winter, A and B, B and C, C and D, A, B, C, but not D, A, C and D, A, B and D, none of the above or all of the above. The answer to that is C and D. Okay? In the fall or winter is when flu season begins. So the answer to that was G. If you all picked G, you got that correct. Okay? Not bad. Next, name three cures for hiccups. Okay? Shout out your answers. Yes, listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, very good. Farts? No. I don't know if, really? Okay, a fart could be a cure. I told you drinking water. Right? Drinking water without, well, you breathe while you drink the water. That stops my hiccups. Some of you had said peanut butter. We also have many of your other comments. A spoonful of sugar, right? Okay. And then in no less than 10 sentences, explain what is supposed to happen with the healthcare exchanges October 1st. Okay. The answer the government wants you to write in no less than 10 sentences is how everybody and their mama is going to be on health insurance, okay? All 35 million or 40 million people that don't have health insurance come October 1, it's supposed to be magically able to have health insurance. That's what's supposed to happen. Is that the correct answer? No, but I guess we'll take that answer. We know we got some liberals listening to the show, so we have to, we have to allow them to pass the pop quiz every now and then. All right, but if any of you put, I have no flipping clue, I will take that answer. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. How did you do? Failed? Come on, people. I handed you that quiz. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War one memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership. The United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross and the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In addition to some of the stories we're going to talk about regarding Medicare, Medicaid, and the study saying that it's not a substandard care, the testicle story, we have a newlywed who pushed her husband off a cliff about a week after they got married. We're going to talk about why on your honeymoon to stay away from cliffs. We're also going to talk about how severe obesity, we're talking severely obese. We got at least 5% of our kids considered to be, quote unquote, severely obese. We also have a rising fatty liver disease with our kids. Many of us have fatty livers. Our liver enzymes are up. We're being told we can't drink alcohol. Do we want that to happen to our kids, where our kids can't drink alcohol later? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. It's not funny. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, so I wanted to jump right into the testicle story. Smaller testicles have been found in men to actually, there was a study showing that they have better, more hands-on parenting, and they're apparently smaller testicled men are better parents. The only problem is I have been asked by management to not jump right into testicle stories, to kind of work from the head down. So what we're going to do, because I really don't have too much else to talk about besides the testicle story and the Medicaid, we'll just quickly go through cures for hiccups, right? So then I satisfy management, and then we could go right into the meat of the testicle story. So quickly, here were your comments on what, now remember, hiccups are like these little bursts of inspiratory activity where you you know, where you breathe in, even though the muscles we use are the intercostals and the diaphragm and you got the vagus nerve and a whole variety of networks in there, the problem is it could be reflexive and it could just keep happening until you stop it. So to break up the hiccups, some of us, we hold our breath. Some of us, Valsalva. Valsalva is when you bear down to kind of poop or fart. That seems to help. I sometimes bang on my chest to burp, because sometimes the burp is just enough to change the, just to change the nerve endings, etc. But my favorite thing to do is to drink while I'm breathing, just to drink and drink and drink, just very small sips, right, but continuously, and my hiccups seem to stop. But let's go to the phone lines and get your guys' input, because I know you were pretty excited about this topic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Dan from Fort Myers, Florida. I'm a bartender, and what I always make the people to stop hiccups is a lemon with sugar and bitters. You put a couple dashes of bitters on top of the sugar and lemon, and you can have that when you're pregnant as well to stop the hiccups.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. You know, with bitters, you know what blows my mind? Bartenders are semi-doctors. You guys notice that? You know, when I bartended a little bit, it was, oh my gosh, it was fun. But I mean, you're a psychologist to many people, right? You also deal with them when they're vomiting and when they're passing out. And when you're, I mean, I think the average bartender probably has to be at least ENT trained, don't they? Yeah, see? I mean, they know what to give you when you're nauseous. They know what to give you to help, you know, prevent your hangover. They listen to your problems. As far as I'm concerned, bartenders, we're giving prescribing rights to, everybody, psychologists, pharmacists, et cetera. We might as well consider bartenders, too, because honestly, these guys, they really get to know you, especially when you drink. Let's go to the next one, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, this is a hint for hiccups. It's worked for me every time. Let all your air out and sip on a Coca-Cola, Sprite, carbonated drink. 10 little sips. It'll knock your hiccups out.
Oh, I like that. I like Coca-Cola. I know Coca-Cola gets a real bad rap, right, because it's soda, and soda causes obesity. But I got to tell you, whoever designed Coca-Cola, when was it? It was 1910-ish. I think actually Coca-Cola was started in the 1800s, but it wasn't, you know, used with as much popularity till after the turn of the century. But I got to tell you, whenever my kids throw up, the ginger ale, yeah, it's supposed to help, but Coca-Cola, I stand by them. True, I don't want you drinking it as a major staple, but I will always have some Coca-Cola in the house. It's just in my medicine cabinet. What else we got? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I like to make a comment about the hiccups. Whenever I get hiccups, I always I take loaf of bread and do one or two pieces of loaf of bread, and apparently my hiccups go away after that. I've never had a problem, and that's what I've always used.
You know, that's interesting too with bread. You would think you could eat anything. What would be the difference between bread and it kind of stimulating the, trying to stop the reflex? Some of you had brought up peanut butter last week. It doesn't make sense that there would be a certain type of food, you know, but there are people that just swear that just something, like, you know, for example, there'd be Coca-Cola or bread or peanut butter. As far as I'm concerned, whatever works for you. Bread I like because it makes me poop. Anytime I eat a little bit of bread, I'm able to poop. But if I eat any other carbs, I can't poop. So I'm a huge fan. What else we got? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
DOC-DALI, it's a hiccup cure. Swallow a spoonful of sugar real slowly. Just swallow it, and that should cure the hiccups. Feels fine.
You know who that was? That must have been Bill the Trucker that always calls, whether he's from Alabama or Florida. That was Bill the Trucker. All right, thank you, Bill. See, I now recognize you guys' voices. Let me see if we got anybody else. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I like a, you know, spoonful of sugar. Sounds good to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I don't know if this would work for other people, but I take a glass of water and I hold the water with my pinkies, and I plug my ears with both thumbs and drink a glass of water while my ears are plugged, and it goes away 95% of the time. So that works for me when I get the hiccups.
Thank you, boy, and you are real gutsy to bring that up. Holding the glass of water with your pinkies while sticking your thumbs in your ears. But I did. I remember years ago that I think my sister tried to make me do it, and I thought she was making fun of me because here I am, you know, like an idiot sticking my hands in my ears or whatever. But it does work. I've heard of that. I haven't heard about that in like decades. And I know it's probably not the most manly position to be in, you know, with your little pinkies, you know, trying to hold up a cup of water, but damn, that's a blast from the past. Okay, all right, so good. So hopefully that helps you guys with your hiccup problems. The problem is I probably couldn't do that on air. I want to do that again. I haven't done that in years, using your pinkies to hold the cup. That's great. And then sticking your fingers in yours is all reflex. It's all the nerves of the body. Amazing. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so hopefully management is happy, and we can now move on to testicles. Great. So I guess researchers at Emory University, management's still not happy. Researchers at Emory University are thought to have found the first correlation between testicle size and parenting. Men with small testicles appear to be better fathers. Men with more testosterone, possibly bigger testicles, have already been in previous studies proven to be worse fathers. This, I honestly, I'm just reading the news here, okay? I have no idea what my father's testicles look like, and I don't even want to think about that. I don't, so I can't weigh in on that. And I have to be very careful because I think my husband is one of the best fathers I could ever have, but I got to be careful saying that because you guys are going to infer testicle size from that, and can I just say don't? Anyway, it has already been established that, let me see, okay, oh, Nature Magazine points out, which is also known for male chimpanzees, that large testes, it says here gorillas have small testes and are typically loving fathers. Is that true? Do gorillas have small testicles? I had no idea. They say the same is found in humans. According to Global Post, men with smaller testicles are more likely to be involved as a parent, performing tasks such as changing diapers, feeding, giving baths, and caring for the child while he or she is ill. This is a ridiculous study. Am I the only one that thinks this is stupid? To get their findings, researchers analyzed the brain activity of 70 using an MRI scanner, and they measured the size of their testicles. Men were then given pictures of their children. Those dads with smaller testes had the part of their brains associated with caring and tenderness show stronger activity at the sight of their kids than those with larger testes. They don't know why there is a connection between parenting and testes, because probably there isn't one, really. Your MRIing brains and MRIing testicles and makes no sense to me. That's the news. All right, next question for you guys. Those of you that have Medicaid, do you think it's substandard care? Or are you happy with Medicaid care? Medicaid, is care substandard or not? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. You can download it, listen to our show whenever you want, all 3 hours live or not live, whenever. I don't mind. Just tune in and listen. Okay, so there's been a lot of concern about Medicaid and the Medicaid expansion. And those of you not being able to afford the insurance on the exchanges that are supposed to open up October 1st in most states, that you would end up having to fall under Medicaid. And there's been a lot of concern. Are we going to have substandard care? I've never felt that the care a Medicaid doctor gives is substandard. I've never felt that people would die, because they couldn't get the medicines they needed on Medicaid. So Medicaid will help a lot of people. Is it ideal? Probably not. And there's a lot of factors that we need to talk about. But it will, a doctor who takes Medicaid, like when I took Medicaid, I mean, you treat your patients the same, okay? I know some people go, well, that Medicaid doctor is going to treat me like crap. No, there's no such thing as a quote-unquote Medicaid doctor. You have doctors that are certified. They take their Hippocratic Oath. They're licensed. They perform medicine, and no matter what your financial status is, we're supposed to offer you the same care, whether you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, a Medicaid insurance, a Medicare, United, Aetna, any home plan, Kaiser, whatever, and or without insurance. Okay, I mean, when I have medical students that rotate through the office, you know, they'll say, well, you know, the patient needs an MRI, but we can't order it because they're cash pay or they don't have insurance. No, you still order the test. You know, you offer your non-insured patients the same test you offered the insured patients. Now, they may not be able to get it based on their particular insurance or particular, but always doctors are taught to always treat patients the same. Now, then you also want to be sensitive to a person's financial needs. Okay, so maybe you could find a place that gives a cash discount. Maybe rather than ordering a whole $800 battery of blood tests, you could maybe bring it down to $200. Maybe just order what they basically need. But even for liability purposes, you know, we urge everybody to not shortchange somebody because you don't think they're going to pay for the test. Okay, you order the same thing. So your Medicaid doctors are doctors, and us doctors should all practice with the same amount of ethics and the same amount of care for the patient. Now, according to, let me see, this study here, I'm trying to, it comes from George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services, all right? They found, quote-unquote, no meaningful difference between the quality of care doctors gave patients who were privately insured and the quality of care received by the uninsured Medicaid patients and those who were treated at community health centers, which I guess primarily cater to lower income and uninsured patients. Now, that was a question I wanted to bring up to you guys. I mean, would you agree with this study? Did you have private insurance? Then did you have Medicaid? And did you notice a big difference? Right? Or have you always had Medicaid and you've been extremely happy? Or have you had Medicaid and not been happy? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. In this particular study, lead author Brian Bruin, a research scientist at George Washington University School of Public Health and lead author, looked at data gathered by the National Center for Health Statistics from more than 31,000 visits to primary care doctors by patients they were under the age of 65 in between the years 2006-2010. They looked at the time the doctors met with the patient, the types of treatments provided, whether the doctors offered preventative health counseling about topics like smoking or obesity, and, of course, they accounted for age, gender, race, the reason for a visit, et cetera. And I guess what surprised them, according to this is AlJazeera.com. America.AlJazeera.com, they found that patients were more satisfied with their health care and more likely to adhere to treatment plans when their doctors spent more time on visits. And even if you had Medicaid, they spent an average of 18.5 minutes, okay, even if you were uninsured, et cetera. Now, they also found that blood pressure, depression, those types of treatments, Medicaid patients were actually given slightly more treatments. No differences in preventative counseling. So in this one particular study, it should make no difference whether you go into your doctor with Medicaid or go into the doctor with private insurance. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what about the practicality of it? Now, what I've been hearing from many of you is, you know, your doctor doesn't take Medicaid anymore. And I understand that. We had to stop taking Medicaid. It killed us. What happened was we had physician assistants. And they had started to notice, because they were more in contact with the biller than I was, that Medicaid was not paid. You would have the same code, same patient, just not getting paid. And we probably averaged maybe 2 out of every 5 claims getting paid. And my assistants didn't want to take Medicaid anymore. For me, it was no big deal because I was already on Medicaid from medical school and it was very easy to keep my credentialing. But we couldn't have an office where not all the providers were on the same page. Now, what we instead did was we started to gear more towards cash payment and then private insurance and we haven't resumed our Medicaid population. But, and it's a shame. You know, you'd have people with Medicaid pending, would still see them. I didn't want to turn anybody down. And at one point it got so financially unfeasible, we just couldn't do it. You know, a doctor has to be able to keep their doors open. So that is an issue. You're going to have some doctors that you've been seeing with private insurance that won't take Medicaid anymore. It's sad. It's sad. I'm not proud of the fact that I don't take Medicaid, but, you know, there's only so much you could do. So we try to do inexpensive care in other routes, so I feel like I'm still, you know, helping my community as much as I can. Then you have the issue of private insurance may be able to get in same day, whereas a Medicaid is being told not for 2 to 3 weeks. Now, that's another thing I've heard some of you report, which is kind of sad, okay? You know, I had made it a point with my staff the first few years of practice. I don't even want to know what the insurance is, okay, because I treat all patients the same, all right, until finally the nurses and the referral staff were saying, look, Dahlia, you got it. You can't refer. This insurance won't pay. This insurance is this. You need to give us the heads up so we know who's going where and what's going where, but you're ordering things that insurance won't pay for. You know, or the person that's pending Medicaid, I really can't get them the test because they still don't have Medicaid yet. So, you know, and so I had to then start becoming aware per patient what the insurance was. Plus, as your staff start to credential. But, you know, when you call in and you ask for an appointment, okay, if the staff asks, what's your insurance, you know, for the hell of it, just go, tell me, do you have an appointment available before I tell you what my insurance is? You know, and they may say, well, we need to know what your insurance is so we know who's credentialed and who to schedule you with. All right. You know, but it's there's this little, I don't want to call it a sting operation, but there's been journalists who would call up saying, hi, I have Medicaid. I have a sore throat. Can you get me in? And they get told 2 weeks. Then somebody in a different voice calls a couple hours later. Hi, I have a private insurance. I have a sore throat. Oh, yeah. Come on down. So I don't know if any of you have noticed that either. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, that's always a concern, right? And then in terms of, you know, getting the MRI, getting the CAT scan, how quickly you could get in with the specialist. If you start to have more people on Medicaid, and which I'm actually for, I love the idea of expanding Medicaid. I want as many people to have health insurance as possible. I dig that. All right? True, I don't know how we're going to pay for it or how the states are going to handle it. But if you have this many more people on Medicaid and less doctors on Medicaid, now you're going to be causing an increase in the wait time. Well, if you have a tumor and the average wait to the specialist starts becoming a month, now is that going to become substandard? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, we're on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Kirk writes, he's from Baton Rouge. Doctor, you're wrong. Doctors do discriminate. I never said they didn't, but I said they shouldn't. Anyway, I had a knee injury that wasn't improving and asked my doctor for an MRI. He said because I had Medicaid, it wouldn't be approved and I was stuck. He was very matter of fact and rude, as if it was my fault I had the insurance. He made me feel I was inferior because I brought him my Medicaid insurance. Okay, and he goes on. Yeah. First of all, I never said doctors don't discriminate. I said doctors should discriminate. Okay? We're supposed to treat all patients the same. It doesn't matter. Okay? Race, creed, ethnicity, gender, sex, religion, talk show host preference, insurance, uninsured, etc. We're supposed to treat them all the same, okay? But you are bringing up a very good point. Okay, so you wanted your doctor to order an MRI. He said it wouldn't be approved, wouldn't do it. You felt like he was actually rude to you because you walked in with Medicaid insurance. First and foremost, to all of you out there, if you have a doctor
that is taking Obamacare out on you or taking out the changes and the demise of our healthcare system on you as a patient, get a new doctor immediately. This is not your fault. Even those of you that voted for Obama, it's not your particular individual fault. And a doctor that feels like you are at the root of this problem is not going to obviously be able to have the type of relationship you need with that doctor, you know, in terms of healthcare. If any of you are picking up any resentment, you need to find a new doctor. Okay? You know, I can't stand what's happening with healthcare, and it's gotten extremely worse. I mean, healthcare was already starting to stink, but it got really bad with the Affordable Health Care Act. But I cannot take it out on you guys. Even if I have a patient who's liberal and said they voted for Obama, okay, I'm their doctor first. It shouldn't matter what they believe in. I mean, when I did ER, you know, we had this big guy, you know, with this big, huge swastika on his chest. I'm his doctor. I took a Hippocratic oath. I'm supposed to help him, whether he has whether he's a Nazi or not. Okay? Even prisoners. You know, we took care of prisoners. You take care of the person. A doctor is supposed to take care of a person no matter what they think about that person. Okay? You don't want to think that your doctor stops and goes, huh, they're Jewish or black or Mormon or right wing. You don't want your doctor to stop. If your doctor hesitates to think that, then that's not a good doctor. So first and foremost, any sort of detection of resentment by your medical provider, you need to find a new medical provider, okay? And doctors out there, I understand you guys are pretty fed up. I mean, I'm pretty fed up, okay? But again, I mean, you know, taking it out on the one patient, you know, who has a, I don't know, hope sticker on their car, right? Or, you know, change or whatever the model was, you know, or even a Obama sticker, whatever, can't do that, okay? You got to put your political differences aside, you know, and now you can still talk to your patient about how frustrated you are. I do. I talk to my patients all the time about how frustrated the situation is. I'll have people that'll debate me going, well, this is great. You know, all these people are going to get health insurance. You should be happy. You'll be raking in the money. And I go, even if I was raking in the money, I'm not happy because we promised something that's not going to really parlay into anything very, I mean, you're telling millions of people that they're going to have health insurance. And when they don't, what's going to happen then? You know, so I may be very frustrated with the situation, but I'm not going to treat the patient any differently. Okay, next, let's say you have Medicaid insurance and you think you want an MRI and the doctor refuses to order it because he thinks it's going to not be approved. Okay, let the insurance make the decision. Ask your medical provider for the order anyway. Now, mind you, it costs money for the doctor to try to get authorization. I mean, he's spending buku bucks on staff and staff time to try to get something authorized. Okay, so I can understand why some physicians want to head it off at the pass saying, look, it's not going to be approved. I get that, and they have a right to do that. All right, but if you are worried, okay, that you're not going to get a test because you think that somebody may be jumping the gun on heading it off at the pass, ask them for the order anyway. This may also give you an opportunity to then look at some cash discounts for it so that you could purchase, you know, pay for the MRI yourself. Not that that's the easiest thing to do. I don't think any of us really have the extra money to spend on an MRI right now. But at least you have the test order in your possession so that you have some of the control. Okay? Yes, it's going to be a lot harder to get certain things done. It's going to be a lot harder to get certain medications done. Okay, you may want the antibiotic Levaquin, which has gone generic, but it's much more expensive than amoxicillin, a penicillin. But if you want that antibiotic, you ask the doctor, and you could say, you could even document in the chart, doctor, that I am requesting this particular antibiotic. I am fine with there being a price difference. Just please, I want to make sure I get the medication that I want. Some doctors will say, you know, fine. Some will say, no, 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 you're not going to waste Levaquin for a simple sore throat. Those are supposed to be safe for big gun infections. So you may still have a little bit of a debate, and the doctor has a right to do that. But, you know, we've talked about ways to talk to the doctor. Okay, this is just another lesson. You know, doctor doesn't want to order something because he's afraid of, you know, the insurance not approving the test. Okay, you could say, you know, look, I want this. You could even tell the insurance company so you don't get in trouble for ordering an expensive test. Put in the chart, this is something I want. At least give me the order form. And then on your own, you could fight with the insurance company, et cetera. You know, sometimes the insurance companies will actually listen to you. I've really never done that, having a patient call the insurance company asking for the test. But I got to tell you, when the patients call, you know, it definitely gets them to listen because you're purchasing their insurance. Let me see. There was one other point I think I wanted to make on this, but I may move on. One thing I am realizing, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, whether it's a private health insurance, is they're all going to be the same, or six and one half a dozen of another. Okay, private insurance, if they don't have to pay a doctor more than Medicaid or Medicare allowable, they're not going to. So for those of you providers out there going, well, I'm not going to take Medicaid or Medicare anymore because I'm not going to be able to survive on what we're getting paid, the private insurance is going to follow suit. Once Obamacare kicks in and Obamacare mandates that we don't exclude pre-existing conditions, which I'm actually for, but I understand how financially that's going to be a real mess, because now you don't have healthy people putting money into the system. You have people purchasing insurance when they're sick. I get that. I mean, I would do the same thing. Why pay $700 a month like I'm paying right now for the family when I could just wait until I'm sick? So I get that. But what's going to happen is, as insurance companies are not getting healthy dollars coming into the system so that they're able to beef up their bank accounts to pay for the sick people, they are going to be really cutting and scrimping. And if Obamacare did not tell them that they have to pay more than Medicaid or Medicare allowable, they ain't going to. They're not going to just volunteer the money. We've been lucky thus far. So for those of you that think, oh, no, I better not go on Medicaid because my doctor is going to discriminate against me. Number one, like I said, any doctor that discriminates, get a new doctor. But you're having a private health insurance may not put you in a better light either. So don't panic. If you end up qualifying for Medicaid, go ahead. Your job is to be healthy. And we doctors want you to be healthy and get some sort of health care. All right? Okay, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter
matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.